Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Coach LaLisa Show. Oh, it is a Monday, marvelous Monday. I hope you are well rested, well entertained, well recreated, whatever you did this weekend. And I hope you are ready to hit the ground running, as we say. Ready to hit the ground running. Get it going. Well, I'm ready to get it going. I'm ready to get it started. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We've had an awesome, an amazing weekend. It has just been so much to tell you about. Well, we are going to give you some highlights from the conference this weekend, the Release Your Power Conference. That's on tour. Release Your Power. Based on the book, Release Your Power. It's a conference, a book. It's been a retreat. It's now a workbook. We developed the workbook for this conference. We are excited about it. We are going around the country and teaching the tools to help people discover their gifts, their talents, their dreams, their abilities, help them get over things that have them stuck. Yeah, that book is designed, and the book and the conference is designed to help you get past things that have you stuck, that have you in bondage, that have you bound up and not able to move forward, not able to move forward in your marriages, in your careers, not able to move forward in your businesses that you want to start, your books that you want to write. So this conference launches people, and the book launches people into their destinies, new destinies, increased destinies. It was amazing, amazing watching people come alive again, watching people laugh. I mean, there was so much laughter. I tell people I thought it was a comedy show myself, and that's how much I was laughing at myself and at the other people as well. So I'm going to give you a little taste right now of some of the conferences. So just stand by, and we'll come back and take some of your questions later. So here's just a taste.
I believe it was you, Pastor, when you said that
All right. Okay, then. And that. All right, we're back. Let's give you another snip from the conference. Now, I want to introduce to you Mr. William Thompson. All right, you want to hear what Mr. William Thompson has to say? Get your pen and paper. Get ready to take, what would I say, get ready to take out the notes. Get ready.
The principle word of God, for you to walk in God's blessings. All right, so let's get started. Today I want to talk about the 9 laws of financial transformation. Nine laws of financial transformation. And I'll just simply say, because you all don't know my heart yet, so I'll say it like this. God has graced my family financially. I'll just say it like that.
Right.
And it's all because, of course, I'm a member of Evangel Fellowship, and your pastor, your bishop, has blessed me so much. Years ago, Bishop Huey came to our church 27 years ago at a men's conference, and he made a simple statement. He said that deliverance or development is better than deliverance. And that thing has stayed with me. As a matter of fact, you know, of course, the Varro brothers, I just went to on vacation with Pastor Rodney Varro.
Okay.
And the older William Varro was down in Florida with them, so he'll be coming back home soon. That's what you're down here now, but anyway. But say, I want to give you 9 laws of financial transformation. These are 9 things that if you do them, because they're based on the Word of God, you will finally be where the Father wants you to be. Okay, I'm going to start reading in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And in verse 1, the Bible says, "Now there cried a certain woman."
Okay, that was just an excerpt from the conference, Releasing Your Inner Power. I'm telling you, you had to be there. This is a conference when it comes to your city, and we are touring cities around the U.S. When it comes to your city, you want to be there. That was just one of the clips. And so we're going to, throughout the week, we're going to be playing other clips and snippets from the conference. Earlier, I played a snippet from my talk at the conference, and I'm telling you, I didn't realize if we were there and we were in training and development or if we were at a comedy show. It was so much fun. We had a lot of fun. We did a lot of laughing. Each and every one of the speakers, they were phenomenal. We had Miss Aretha Pugh Robinson. We had you should have heard this woman, Dr. Cynthia Hunter. Can't wait to get a piece of her talk also uploaded so that you can hear a bit of that. It was absolutely wonderful. Then we had, that was just Mr. William Thompson that you just heard, talking about the 9 laws of financial transformation. 9 laws of financial transformation. I talked about how to release your power and move forward. How to release and move forward. And then we also had a woman, she was Beverly. We had a Beverly on earlier, Beverly Jarrell. She talked about the well. You know, we have a well inside of us, and that well is full of riches and jewels and talent, gifts and treasures. The well is full, but many people cannot get to those riches and the treasures and the jewels because there is junk on top of the well. In other words, you've ever seen where you've seen some kind of a hole or a ditch, and you looked over in there, and it was just a bunch of gook there, a bunch of gunk, a bunch of stuff, you know, sometimes horrible stuff, and you'd have to clean that out to get to whatever is good up under the bottom of all that. Well, that's the way some people's lives are. Some of our lives are like that. It's like a well, but the well is filled with these beautiful treasures. But in order to get to the beautiful treasures, you got to clean out, dig through all the junk and the stuff. So she was our first speaker. Oh, what an awesome, awesome, awesome. She is from the Greensboro, North Carolina area. She's from the mountain area down there. Just a powerful, powerful woman. And then, this was not a women's conference. There happened to have been more women in the audience, but it was not a women's conference. So it's not a women's conference. It is the Release Your Power conference. It's for anyone who wants to go to the next level in their life. So we talked about relationships, personalities. We talked about character. We talked about integrity. We talked about many, many different things. And then let's see who was after that. And after that, after she spoke, we had some beautiful, beautiful mind dancers. And they mimed. And they actually mimed in the beginning. And then they mimed again. And then after that, I was the next speaker up. And then I spoke on release your power, how to release your power and move forward. So we're talking about getting unstuck. How do you get unstuck? How do you get over some of the things that's happened to you in your past? And so I got up and I spoke. There were two young ladies in the audience, actually the two girls who came up and mimed. There were other mimes earlier, but they had to leave. So there were these two mimes left. And so they got up and they mimed again. And they got up and they did what they had to do. They took their seats, and then I got up right after that, and I began to do my presentation and going through what is it that is holding people back? What is stopping people? And I went, and I was, as I was talking, though, I had people write down something. I asked everybody to take out paper and pen, to write down something that God has told them to do, something that God has told them to do, or the last thing that God has told them to do. And then my question becomes, after you write that down, is, have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? So for those of you who want to try that out for yourself at home, you write down the last thing God has told you to do and you haven't done, and or somebody has told you to do it and you haven't done it. Your higher power has told you to do and you didn't do it. But today is pretty much most people's higher power is God today. So, yeah, whoever told you what to do, you didn't do it yet. If your mama told you what to do, you didn't do it yet. Write that down. Something that you, in other words, something that you know you should be doing, but you haven't done it yet. There you go. But and then the question becomes, you know, why haven't you done it? Now here, a lot of people we find that they want more stuff to do, but you haven't done the last thing you were given to do. And why not? Maybe you were procrastinating. Maybe you have lost confidence in yourself. Maybe you are stuck in a state of depression of some sort, oppression, depression, or something. And so these two girls were sitting there, and I began to kind of talk with them because they weren't writing. And I'm saying, okay, so why aren't you all writing? You think you're too young for this? No, this is for anybody, no matter how old or young you are. And then I said, and then I began to describe to people, you know, it doesn't have to be anything really big. It can be something simple like, you know, washing the dishes, doing the laundry, taking care of my spouse, whatever. And so I said for these young girls, I said, oh, it could be something like doing homework, studying for a test, cleaning your room, obeying your parents and things of that nature. Getting rid of, you know, certain friends that you know it's going to lead to disaster. So they were good, and they kind of laughed a little bit, and I kind of, for the rest of my talk, I made sure that I included, it was easy to include all the adults. But now, and whenever I do a speech and there's young people in the audience like that, it's like a sprinkle, you know, one or two, three or four. Even if it was half and half, you know, the older people, you know, they can catch on. But I always make sure that I, you know, well, most older people can catch on. I shouldn't say all of them can, but some can. And when I say catch on, I mean picking up the points and the wisdom nuggets and things that you can run back and get it done. And so I try to make sure I include the young people so that they don't feel left out. And so afterwards, after I got finished speaking, I go into the back end of the room, and they were actually leaving. And so, oh, I know what it was. All the speakers were giving away a little prize during their segment, and to somebody who could remember something that they had said during the segment. And so since I asked a young girl about the homework or talked about doing homework or whatever, and I said something, and she was like, oh, okay, or whatever. I said, oh, so does that mean you're going to do whatever you're going to do now? And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. I said, okay, great. So since you sat right here and verbally stated you're going to make a change to do something better, hey, you'll get the book for this section. So afterwards, they were leaving, so I had to go in the back. I wanted to give her her book before she left. You know how children are. They're not going to come ask you for it. Well, some kids would. But I went to give her her book. And then the other, she was a seventh grader, and then the ninth grader said to me, oh, that was, your speech was good. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute, I got to get this on tape. I said, because young people, they don't like anything. So I said, when young people say something is good, listen, I want to get that recorded, you know. It's going down in history when the young people, you know. But I've learned a while back, because I've asked some young people that have made that comment, and I asked them, so what is it that made it good? Because, you know, anybody can say something is good, and they don't even know why. So I said, well, what's good about it? And so a lot of times that's what they'll say, is that you made me feel included. That's what they like. So if any of you out there are speakers and you have young people in the midst of your audience, even if they're not the target audience, if you include them, you will have done a great thing, and especially for the parents will feel that's a value because you've reached their child. Some parents, nah, don't get it twisted. Some parents do not make the mistake and think that all parents want you to reach their children, because they do not. Okay, so yeah, you heard it on the Coach Lalisa show, and I'm saying it with love. I've learned to do that over the conference. No, they do not. Not all parents want you to reach them. Now, they may want them reached, but they may not want you to do it. And they want to reach some parents, you know, they want to reach them themselves, and even to the extent that they don't get reached. But I wanted to do it. Okay, get over it. Get somebody that can reach children to talk to your children so that they can be reached before it's too late. And so I was giving them the book and talking to them and getting them on tape. And then the mother came out into the hallway, because I took them out into the hallway because the session was still going. And I took them in the hallway, and the mother came out. And so the mother was like, oh, you know, thank you, that was a good speech or whatever. So I says, oh, would you mind, you know, saying that on camera? I'll record it. I like to use it for, you know, promotional materials. And so she's like, oh, no problem. So the mother begins to tell me what she thought about, you know, she was on her way out as well. And she starts saying that, you know, I really needed to be here. I got this. She was about to say what she got out of it. And then she burst into tears. I thought she was laughing for a second, but she began to weep. And so I shut the camera off and began to just kind of minister to her and, you know, let her get it out and cry. I didn't have a clue as to what could be wrong with the woman. I had no clue. But apparently somewhere through my talk, I had mentioned that you cannot, you should not, please do not, okay, you should not, I pray that you do not let your dream die with you. And those words is what broke her down, because who knew, I certainly didn't know, she she was the wife of one of Dr. Martin Luther King's nephews. So she was her children were descendants of the king. That's the way I like to put it. Descendants of the king. So the young girl who won my book, Release Your Power, she is a descendant of the king. I thought that was just amazing. And then I began to talk to her about that. I let the mother talk about, you know, why she was crying just out there intimately with us. And come to find out, that was her husband, and her husband had passed away not too long ago, a couple of years. And she was a fairly young-looking woman, I guess in her 40s or so. And her husband was a pastor of some church in that area. And I really didn't know him, but I know Dr. Martin Luther King. And so, you know, it's just a lot of things were coming together. The king, the dream. I thought, wow, how God just put all that together. And so once she told us her story and how she was so impacted by hearing, because her husband apparently had something that he wanted to do that he never did. And so I was encouraging her that she should do it. And so we talked about that for a minute. And then once she got her composure and she was saying more, I said, well, can I turn the camera back on now? And she said, yes. So she told, that's when she told the story about, you know, her children being descendants of the king. So I turned it back on and she talked about that. And so just those are the kind of things that happened over that weekend that we were in Greensboro, North Carolina. So the Release Your Power conference tour continues. And so we will keep you updated if you go to our Twitter page, twitter.com/CoachLalisa. That's what we will be making. So you might want to sign up for Twitter, friend me on Twitter, and follow me on Twitter and or Facebook, but Twitter might be easier. And because you'll just get those tweets, you know, you don't get a whole lot of other stuff. Whereas with Facebook, you're going to get a lot of other stuff. But with Twitter, you just get the tweet about something happening, some event, some activity, some quote. And so we'll tweet on there the upcoming tour dates and locations where we're going, where the conference is going next. But it was a knockout, I'm telling you, talking about a Philly knockout. It was a North Carolina knockout. And boy, talking about a New York state of mind, this was a North Carolina state of mind. The weather was absolutely gorgeous going down. We actually drove down for the conference, myself and a couple of other people. And so the next time we're on tour, if you're in the area and you'd like to come out or you'd like to travel with us, if you would like to support this tour, you can make donations. You can contact me, again, via Facebook or go to my website. And I believe there is a button on there for donations. If not, I will get one up for Release Your Power Tour donations. It was just so awesome. Dr. Cindy Hunter was absolutely amazing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, she was amazing. She was funny. I want to give kudos, super duper kudos to Miss Virginia Dancy and the work that she did and the team that she pulled together down there. And I didn't know they had those kind of people down there in North Carolina. But I tell you, they were on fire. We picked up a new agent when we were down there, a woman who books speakers. So we signed up with her speaking organization, Lepre Promotions. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we met her, and now she has actually seen me in action. I think that was her first time to actually see me speak. So she was like, oh, yes, I definitely want to work with you. So we picked her up, and we're very excited about that. And the conference will be touring some other places. So, again, we'd just like to welcome you to the show today. This is the Coach Lalisa Show, the show where we are committed to inspire and motivate, empower, and encourage you. We want to set the tone, set the pace to help you get to higher levels. And then tell you, Saturday, so Friday night we started out, we did a coaching session where we taught people the importance of coaching. Why is it so important to have a coach today? Why is it so important to have the tools to coach? You know, companies are requiring this now. Companies are now expecting their first-line supervisors and all levels of management. Companies, well, put it like this. They're going to assume that you already know how to do it. And it's nothing new. Companies have always wanted management to coach. It's just never been this talked about. It's, you know, prolific now. It's everywhere now. It's gone viral, as they say. And companies want their employees to be coached as opposed to, especially when you can clearly see that the person has great potential or great talent or great gifts and skills and abilities, and they just need some coaching. So before that coaching was reserved for the upper echelon, if you will. That's who that coaching was for. Now they have rolled the coaching down to the lower levels, okay, to all levels and all ranks. So you as a manager, supervisor, leader, you want to have your tools in order for coaching. And then also, you know, you want to be able to know how to coach yourself. It's the same as self-development. It's the same thing. It's just a different word, that's all. So you got self-development, self-investment. It's the same. Now it's self-coaching. How to coach yourself to success. How to coach yourself to success. How to becoming a life coach to not only help you coach someone else, you coach yourself, or you could do the opposite, coach yourself, and now you're able to coach someone else. So how can you tell someone else how to do it if you haven't done it yet yourself? You see, I know when I started my business, I had to start my business. I wanted to teach other people how to start a business. Well, how are you going to start a business if you didn't start one? I want to teach people how to run their business. Well, how can you teach people how to run your business if you're not running your business? So how are you going to teach people how to write a book if you haven't written a book? How are you going to teach people how to eat healthy, but you're not eating healthy? So, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you got to be able to, you want to teach others or help others with, you have to help yourself first. You know, like on the airplane, they tell you, before you put on the child's mask or someone who's with you that needs assistance, put your mask on first. Now that you're getting oxygen, now you can help someone else get oxygen. So don't try to do it without it. So, good morning to those of you in the chat room. Good morning. If you're on the switchboard, good morning. If you're calling in later, if you're listening to calling in and listening to the archive, you know, now you can listen to your favorite Blog Talk radio station or show on your handheld device like a cell phone or something. Simply go to, if you have internet from your cell phone, you just go to the World Wide Web and then you click on the show and there will be a number, phone number to dial. It's not the same number that you call to listen to the show. It's actually a different number. And you call in that number and you can listen to the archive of any show you desire. It doesn't have to be today's show. You click on the archive of any show and there will be a phone number. You dial that number and you can hear that show. I believe that's how it works. I know it works something like that. So the tour continues. The tour continues. Update for the tour. We're going to have some updates for the tour on YouTube. I'm going to be talking about what all we experienced at the Release Your Power Conference. Many, many things. Well, one, I told you, I met Descendants of the King. She actually got my book. And then I met some other people. We met the person that talks about the nine principles of financial transformation. He was very good. He had some very, very powerful information to share. The author of The Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife, she spoke, telling her powerful, powerful testimony and story. And I tell you, she's so engaging. Listening to her was like watching a movie. I'm serious. It was like a live movie, not a play, but a movie. And she's really good. She made you feel like you were rolling down the stairs with her or, you know, sitting under the tree with her. She just really, really was that dynamic. That's Dr. Cindy Hunter. And you can also connect with all of these people. You can connect with them. They all have Facebook pages. So Dr. Hunter, Aretha Pugh Robinson. I don't know if Beverly Jarrell has a page or not, but Virginia Dancy, the host, she did such a gracious job. She was just awesome, awesome, awesome. The hotel was absolutely beautiful, the Hyatt Place. I would absolutely recommend it to anyone doing a conference, certainly of a certain size. I would definitely recommend going there. If you have 24-hour food right there in the hotel, everything you could think of, they had it. I mean, I haven't been to too many hotels where they got a 24-hour restaurant. 24-hour restaurant and exercise place, swimming pool, you name it, they got it. But it's hot down there now, y'all. It's hot in North Carolina right now. Let me tell you that much. But absolutely beautiful. Right, it was right at the mall. Every store you could think that you needed, it was right near this mall area, several other hotels. But the Hyatt, absolutely beautiful, wonderful employees there. I told the man that I was going to definitely give him a shout-out because it was really, really a wonderful stay. Anything you needed, they made you feel very, very welcome. That morning for the room, didn't have to go and find anybody to help us. A woman came by and said, I'll be the person. If you need anything for your setup for your room, please let me know. Just call me. So I'm telling you, I would definitely go back there and have another event. If I had any other events in, put it like this, if I was to do any other events in North Carolina, in Greensboro, I would do them at the Hyatt Place. The staff, they were very friendly. The hotel was beautiful, very nice. So I would definitely go back there. The food was delicious. Oh, my God, it was delicious. So I would definitely go back there. The equipment was wonderful. The room, the setup, everything was just really, really top-notch. So if you're doing an event in that area, you want a place to go, the Hyatt Place located right there, 1619 Stanley, I think it was Stanley Street or Stanley Road, but if you look it up on the internet, you can find it. So definitely recommendation. If you're having a conference and you have, no more than 100 people, then I would definitely recommend that. The rooms were gorgeous. The price was right. And so it was perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, moving on. Oh, also, another shout-out on the road. I wanted to check out something on my car because I didn't want to get back on the road and drive another, 10 hours without checking, the oil, transmission, and what have you. So I thought maybe I might have needed some of that. So I pulled across the road. There was, a little mall. And there was one of those sit-go places where you can get gas and then the little store inside. So I said, well, I'll go in here and just get some oil because I'll probably need some. So I get out of the car. I pop open the hood, and I'm looking around. I got on this white suit because we're on our way to church. So I'm pulling up the hood, and I'm looking, I asked the other people with me, the other riders, to go get some napkins. I was going to check the oil. And so I'm looking under the hood, and I guess they say, she got all that oil in that hood and a white suit. So the woman from inside the store came out and was like, excuse me, ma'am, could you, move over here? What's the problem? I said, well, I don't think it's a problem. I don't know. Just wanted to get some oil, but I wanted to see what kind of oil I needed. Well, she looked at me as if to say, you probably don't even know how to check oil, what oil, so she was like, well, this is where the oil would go if you needed it, and this is it. I was like, okay, so she kind of took over, so I wanted to give her a shout out. Her name was Kim. So hello, Kim, in Greensboro at the Citgo. You were very nice, and I was going to leave out of the gas station, but I did need gas. I didn't need it immediately. I could have gotten it somewhere else, but I said, I'm going to get the gas here. This lady was nice enough to come out, check my oil, check the transmission fluid. She checked a few other things, told me about the corrosion on my battery, told me how to take care of it, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, So I said, I'm going to get my gas right here and support her gas station. No, it may not be hers, but, So I got the gas and everything, and I took out just enough money to go inside to pay. And I saw these little caramel things that I absolutely love. So I picked those up, and I was going to get them. And then I realized I didn't have – I was going to tell her just to charge me for this amount of gas that she had already rang it up. And she says, oh, well, what is it that you want? And I said, well, I was going to get these. She said, oh, take them. You know, just you can have them. And I said, oh, you're so nice. You're so – that's wonderful. You know, just nice people wherever you go. She says, oh, yeah, isn't it good to know that God still has nice people places? I said, yes, it is good to know. I told her. I said, and you've been a blessing to us, and we thank God for you. And I said all of that. And then as I'm leaving out, and she says, well, that's how we Italians are. You know, we just like helping everybody. I thought that was cute. I said, well, keep on doing that then. And wouldn't that be great if everyone felt that proud about helping people and that they would go out of their way to help strangers? I thought that was so wonderful, and I wanted to just give her a shout-out and say, if you're in that area, you need gas, go to Citgo on Stanley Road. And Kim is a very, very, very nice young lady. So we just had an amazing weekend, I'm telling you. But it didn't end there. Oh, my God. It did so not end Saturday. But we did go all day Saturday. So Friday night, we had some vendors out. So this is the format for the Release Your Power Conference. So if you want to bring this conference to your city, to your state, please, please, please contact us. We have a team now that can help out with the preparation. But we are headed to some other cities. We have some cities in mind, like Ohio, some parts of Ohio, rather. Ohio, we know Ohio is not a city, but yet a state. Florida, we actually met a woman that was from Florida, and so she wanted to know why I was dressed up. She saw me in the lobby. She wanted to know. I told her what we were there doing, and she was like, oh, you know, that would be great for Florida. So I said, well, if you have a team of people that can set it up down there, just give me a buzz, and we'll talk about how we can make that happen. So she got my contact information, so we'll look forward to hearing from her. But if not, you know me, I keep it moving. We don't wait for stuff like that. It's not like I'm going to sit home now and wait for her to call. Oh, no, we don't do that. I will go on and begin to lay out the preparations for it, and then if we happen to find her, fine. If not, she'll hear about us when she's in the Orlando area. She'll hear about us when it's announced on the radio there, and she'll say, oh, I remember that lady. So we were just having a good time. And then Sunday, so we did the conference Saturday. We had all the speakers. We started at 9 a.m. Conference ended at, I believe, around 5. By 5 o'clock, the last speaker was done, and he was phenomenal, Mr. William Thompson. Phenomenal. You can go to his website. You can look him up on the internet. He has a financial planning business. You definitely want to connect with him. So after all of that, and we stayed around and talked to some of the people, we took pictures. If you want to see any of the pictures, get any of the highlights and updates, you can go to Twitter or Facebook and keep track. It was just awesome, awesome, awesome. And then we went. Then later on, we just kind of, you know, talked about some of the things that happened at the conference. We were talking with Dr. Hunter. She came up to our room. We were talking with her about some of the things that she's working on, some of her new projects, her play and all that, her new book, and we had some more laughs. Oh, yes, I missed one of the great parts of the conference. One of the speakers, Anjanette Washington, she spoke on how to eat right, how to know what your body is allergic to in terms of foods that cause us problems. And so she talked about that. She talked about knowing what the body needs, what minerals, what vitamins does your body need, whether it's vitamin K, C, D, E, potassium, all these things that, you know, some years back I didn't even know what these things were. But now, having listened to her, and I've been listening to her for several years now, we've traveled together many times, so I know, but that these things are true and it's real, and if you do them, you can have a greater health, and you can have possibly lengthen your lifespan. Certainly make it more enjoyable as you're enjoying life, as opposed to spending time in the hospital because of what we're eating or not eating or doing or not doing. So she did that. She did that talk. That was awesome. And so everyone, I tell you, it was just amazing, amazing, amazing. Virginia Dancy did not speak, but she was the MC. And so she did a great job of keeping people motivated and looking forward to the next segment. She had wonderful prizes to give away, and I had everybody get up and was turning their chairs over all over the place looking for their little ticket to see if they were a winner, and that, you know, that was fun. It was just really, really, I tell you, I will probably never forget the North Carolina Releasing Your Power. So now I can't wait to see what the next one will be like in the next city. So looking forward to that. And then Sunday, when I thought it was all over, I thought the conference was all over. We went to bed early. We were ready to get up early, hit the road, drive back. I thought it was all over. I really did. No, I kid you not. I really thought the conference was over. Well, on our way home, we decided to stop in a little town called Henderson, which is on the way, right up 85, and it's just 2 hours away. Well, not even 2 hours, about an hour and a half away. So we stopped there. And at a church, we stopped there to have service with someone that actually a church Anjanette attended years ago. And she used to attend that church. Well, we stopped there. And how amazing that was, too. We stopped at this church to have service. And I tell you, it was like going to the conference all over again. So he did our entire conference from Friday night on in like an hour, in 1 hour. So it was just really, really, it was awesome. It was amazing, amazing. You know, even down to his colors that he had on, and him and his wife were matching, and I had on the same color shirt leaving out, and I had on white. So it was just really amazing. And so There he was. He was doing preaching, teaching, joking. I mean, he did some of everything in that 1 hour he covered. He summed up and added so much more to the entire conference. It was just awesome, awesome, amazing. So I was like, okay, you're getting added on to this conference. I don't know how we're going to get you in there to close this out on a Sunday morning, because I know you got to be at your church. But I said, you know what, we'll close out on Friday night with him, because I'm telling you, you need to hear this person. His name is Pastor, can't think of his first name right now, but his last name is Rice, Pastor Rice, at the Spirit of Life Christian Church in Henderson. Check him out. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So actually, he's going to be doing a crusade here in New Jersey. So if you're in the New Jersey area, please, please, please stay posted and stay connected so you can find out what is going down next. Also, he is not only going to be doing a crusade there, but also Dr. Hunter is doing an event in Greensboro July the 16th. She's having an event July the 16th, and there's a possibility that I'm flying in and I'm going to be one of her speakers, I believe. That's happening July the 16th, I believe. So we'll see how that goes down. She's having the event whether I come or not. But I'm trying to fly in for that day and do a conference and be one of her speakers at this conference. It's like an award ceremony, and she's giving out several awards to various women and leaders in the community. So we're going to try to make it back down for that. But it's time, y'all. It is so time to release your power, move forward, live your dream, tap into your potential, unleash your talents and gifts. Don't take them to the grave with you. Don't do that. Stop that. Other people have done that. They've gotten no reward out of that. There is somebody here that needs what you have. There's someone here that needs, you're still here for a reason. You're here to get something done. You are here, you are a part. You have an assignment, you have a mission. You have a position that God needs you to be in so that you can release your power. He's trying to get you to that position. You're trying to get there yourself. But sometimes people feel stuck. They need that release. They need to be pushed, as I say, pulled out of some places where we are stuck. Or sometimes if you can't get pushed out, if you can't get pulled out, then you need to dig your own way out. And that's what we teach you to do at the Release Your Inner Power Conference. We teach you how to basically dig yourself out. But we also teach you how to look for signs that there could be others around you that want to help pull you out. Pull you out. Okay? Pull you out. Push you out. Sometimes the very people that get on your nerves and the very people that we say, you know, we say, oh, I can't stand that person or I can't stand that thing or whatever. I don't want to be around this person, around that person. You know how we do that, right? Sometimes that's the very person that you need in your life. They're going to either push you out or they're going to pull you out. But nonetheless, you will get, or they may kick you out, you know, I don't know. But it's going to get you to your next level. So don't discount this person. Don't fight them. Don't ignore them. Acknowledge them and even begin to learn how to celebrate them, because they are going to be your biggest helper to getting you to your next level. So sometimes it's people like that. Sometimes it's good friends. It could be a family member, a mentor. It could be somebody that is coaching you, a leader. Whoever it is, they're trying to help you get to your next level. And here's why you want to get there. You got to get to your next level. You just don't have a choice. You just got to get there. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I don't know. You know what? But we're out of time, so I'm not going to be able to talk about how you're going to get there today. So you got to tune back in tomorrow. And I'm going to talk about why you need, you know, it's a must needs. Remember Jesus went by the well? The woman was sitting there. Well, he was sitting there and she came by to get water, and he said, I must need to go there to Samaria. And so you have a must need to get to the next level. I'm telling you, you need to get there. You don't. It's not an option. Oh, I will if I will. I won't if I won't. I should if I should. I don't if I don't. No, you have a need to get there. You're going to tune in tomorrow, and we're going to talk about that need. Why? We're going to talk tomorrow about why you need to get to your next level. What's in it for you? What's in it for you? What's waiting for you that is so great, that is so good for you at this next level that you have to get there? It becomes your destiny. It becomes the thing that you wake up in the morning destined to do. You get up and you're looking for, you wake up and you're looking for the next level, because you don't know where it's coming. You don't know if it's going to come as you're, you know, prepping for to leave the house. You don't know if it's going to come when you're out at the grocery store, or if you're at the hair salon, the barbershop. You don't know if it's going to come. You may stop at the library. You may go over to, you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know how it's going to happen. But trust me, you need to get to that level. You need to get that mindset. You need to get that mindset to where you're waking up every single day looking for what it is that is speaking to you, your next level, your next level. You know, the next thing that you're, the reason, you know, we'll talk tomorrow about that. Why you, the reason, so you need a why. Why do I need this? Because some people feel they don't. They absolutely feel they don't need it. And God has given me the anointing to talk to you about why you need to release, basically is why you need to release your power, because that's what's going to take you to the next level. It's not magic. It's something you have to do. You have to release your power. That's what's going to take you to the next level. But we want to talk about why you need this, okay? So with that being said, that's all we have time for today. We thank you for tuning in to the show, and we want you to have an awesome, awesome day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's about to get Hot Tub Scene.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. We hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.